I was campaigning, I promised that once I become your MP, I will return. I will listen to your concerns, speak on your behalf, and get your solutions. I have returned. So, my people, what are your problems?
Honorable, thank you for coming back to listen to us. We had a problem of lack of medicine in our hospital, but that was solved. Now the problem is few health workers. We need more health workers.
Okay, thank you, Nyabo. I have noted that. Another one. Yes, Sebo.
Thank you, Honorable. The people constructing the road from the district to Kagando town are very slow. They have been constructing that road for over 2 years. Imagine, it is causing a lot of dust. It has affected us a lot.
Thank you, Sebo. I will talk to the district authorities. We will talk to the contractor. They will speed up the construction and start pouring water on the road to reduce the dust. Another one?
That's how democracy works. Elected leaders have to listen to the concerns of the people they represent and make informed decisions in their interests. Hello, welcome to Understand Democracy once again. It's me, Musajja Wawino, here to help you find out how democracy works. Today we are going to learn about two important principles of democracy. These are representation and accountability. In a democratic country, representation means that leaders have to serve the people who trust them by electing them. Like you heard Honorable Frank, leaders are not simply supposed to dictate to the people. Instead, they are supposed to make decisions in their interest. Leaders also have to perform their duties. These are speaking for the people, ensuring that the people's concerns are addressed, budgeting, informing people about government policies, ensuring that government programs are well implemented and benefit people, among others. Now let's listen to how accountability works in a democratic society.
Community members of Bwera Sub-County, you are most welcome to our accountability meeting. Keeping up with our good accountability practice in this sub-county, as your sub-county chief, I am going to show you how the sub-county administration spent the money allocated to this sub-county in the financial year that we are just concluding. Before I continue, I can see someone raising his hand. Yes, Muzei.
Thank you, chief. Please bring the blackboard closer so that we can see the numbers clearly.
Thank you, Muzei, for bringing that up. Afande, come and help me take the blackboard closer. Thank you, Afande. Is this okay? Can everyone see?
Yes, very well.
Good. Bwera Sub-County received 1,700,000,000 shillings from the district. We used 200 million shillings to build Meru Health Center too. We used 500 million shillings to work on the road from Sanga to Kalenga.
Excuse me, Chief. How come? You spent more money on that road than you spent on the road from Pala to Mabale, yet it is shorter.
That is a good question. We worked on the Mpala to Mabale road 2 years ago. And yes, we spent 400 million shillings on it. But since then, the cost of fuel and other materials has increased. The Sanga to Kalenga road crosses from swamps and rivers, which means we had to spend more on the bridges. All this increased the overall cost.
Okay, it's understandable.
Thank you. Then, we spent 600 million on...
That's democracy. That's accountability. Elected leaders have to act transparently and discuss their actions and decisions with the citizens. The government and leaders are called to account and take responsibility for assigned tasks. People seek answers from government and leaders, have access to information about decisions, and can scrutinize government and leaders' actions. That's how leaders and governments are supposed to be accountable to citizens in a democratic country. We'll end here today. Remember, on Understand Democracy, Musajja Wawino, I help you to understand democracy process by process. Just do one thing. Sigala Kumukutu. This information is brought to you by Ministry of Information, Communications Technology and National Guidance, GAIN Uganda and Konrad Adenauer Stiftung. Before I go, let me leave you with something to think about. what are the responsibilities of elected representatives at different levels? Do you think that your leaders are regularly consulting the people and listen to their needs and demands? See you next time on Understand Democracy with me, Musajja Wabwino.